We come to the church to worship the Lord with our whole heart, mind, and strength. The Lord is pleased with the way we worship Him, as pleased as when we find the long-lost loved one. Let's know something about what is the fear of God. Welcome to the translation of the sermon delivered by Apostle Ace Dawson at New Jerusalem Church on 24th January 2021. Praise the Lord. As the fear of the Lord is going down in the minds of the people, they dare to do anything they like. Even the youngsters seem to disregard elders and brush off their advice. Psalms chapter 128 verses 1 to 4 say, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. You will enjoy the fruit of the labor. How joyful and prosperous you will be. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord." Dear children, these are the blessings the Lord will bestow upon His children who fear Him. One may young or aged, rich or poor, or highly intelligent or average in it. If he or she fears the Lord and walk His ways, would be blessed in the way the Psalms tell us about. In Psalms chapter 115, verse 13, he says, "He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great." The parents should teach the children that the Lord we worship is a holy God. He is the reason behind our lives and can bring us up or down, and it's better to have the fear of Him in us. Moses became the leader of thousands of people because of the teachings of his mother. Parents certainly play a big role in the growth of the children. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13 says, "All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech." Dear children, learn to avoid whatever is bad. Before the Mosaic Law was written, there was a law of the conscience. People lived by the guidance of conscience. Man is different from animals because of his sixth sense that defines good from evil. Anyone who goes against the law of conscience or the law of Moses falls into evil practice. They don't have the fear of God, and the good things don't favor them. Some people attribute black magic for their sorrows. But the Bible says that no such magic works against the people of Jacob and Israel. Jeremiah says, "It's our sins that bring woes of all kinds upon us." The Lord blesses the people who fear Him from Zion. A man who is afflicted with some disease should be diagnosed what it is. We do it here and give them the right medicine. We need to remove the dangerous stuff from the body to receive the Lord's blessings. Whatever is a hindrance to the spiritual life should be avoided. One of our faithful was a storekeeper in the railways, and there were forced opportunities to be corrupt, and he detested that. He wanted to change his position, and he prayed for it, and we also prayed for him. And soon he was posted in a better position that suited his spiritual life. A large income with sins attached to it will not bring happiness. Man may not know what we do or think in private, but the Lord knows everything concerning us. Leviticus chapter 25 verses 35 to 37 say, "If one of your brethren becomes poor and falls into poverty among you, then you shall help him like a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. Do not take interest of any kind from him, but fear your God, so that he may continue to live among you." The Lord encourages us to help our own brothers monetarily without getting any interest. Lending money with interest to the brethren in church can create problems, and we don't encourage it. As far as our church is concerned, we don't mind anybody giving 1,000 rupees as gift or loan. But any amount above that should be informed to the apostle for the general welfare of everyone concerned. We should all realize there is going to be a judgment. We may come up with the justification of our actions, but if it is against the law of God, we will be judged by Him and have no doubt about it. King David says like this in Psalms chapter 119, verse 120. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Nobody has the right to make the church premises a business establishment, especially for the purpose of money lending. It's simply an act of defiance to the Lord's law. Jesus saw people making a marketplace of the Jerusalem temple. He just made a whip out of some rope and chased them away. God's house is not a shopping center to bring in goods and market it in the premises. As we are living in the age of grace, God is graceful to forgive our sins if we confess them. But don't forget that we will get our punishment. Beloved children, we need to correct our ways before the judgment day. On the judgment day, He would be sitting in the seat of judgment as a supreme judge to read out our fate. In some of our churches in the north, the landowners hire our own faithful to work for them. But some of the workers expected the owners to go easy on them. But one should remember that as long as one pays wages for somebody, he should be faithful to the job allotted to him. Colossians chapter 3 verse 22 says, "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to your flesh, not with eye service, as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God." Whatever job we do, the man who gave that job is our boss. We have to do the job with sincerity. Cornelius was a Gentile, but he knew that there is a Lord. Acts chapter 10 verses 1 and 2 say, "There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, centurion of what was called the Italian regiment. He was a devout, God-fearing man, as was everyone in his household. He gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. These good qualities made him to receive God's favor and had God's vision. God showed his ways to them." Dear children, open your heart to the good things that pleases the Lord, but never open the door of your heart to anything evil. Some houses have their doors fixed with peepholes with lenses. They see through them to observe who is calling and decide whether to open it or not. In the same way, we should see through the lenses of our heart at our course of action or our choice of people in our dealings. Doing so will save us a lot of pain in our life. We should know that we are accountable to God. Proverbs chapter 28 verses 13 and 14 say, "People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Happy is the one who is never without fear, but one who is hard-hearted will fall into calamity." One has to confess his sins as soon as possible and should never do it again. Repeating the same sins shows that there is no fear of God. Our spiritual life gets better if we remember not to repeat our sins. We all know how Joseph ran away from sin and he is still remembered for it. The Lord shows two roads in front of everyone. One is the road to heaven and the other is the road to hell. If you confess your sins and walk in the ways of the Lord, your path leads to heaven. The choice is yours. Nobody is going to compel you. Jeremiah chapter 21 verse 8 says, "That is what the Lord says. See, I am sitting before you, the way of life and the way of death. This is what the Lord says. See, I am setting before you the way of life and the way of death." Beloved children, this is what I am telling you about today. Once we had a revelation that we should meet a rishi who has turned himself to a Christian. We had his address through the book he had written and we were in touch with him through letters. We went to Salem and met a man called Stephen and he told us that the rishi was his guru. The rishi was living in the Calvaroyan Hills at that time. Our calling was to go there in the evening itself. But Stephen was reluctant to send us there in the dusk because of the presence of the wild animals in the thick forest. At this juncture, there came a weather-beaten, lame person whose looks were of a man of the jungle. He agreed to take us to Swamyarmadam, where the Rishi lived. And then we happened to go through one of the most dangerous tracks, where a little slip in the dark could mean a nasty death. At last, we reached his house and knocked the door, and he came out and gave us a rousing welcome. He was quite surprised to know how we reached there, because a wrong turn could lead to the place where the animals roam. I say this because the man who led us there was not much to look at or possessed great intelligence, but he knew the way and how to go there. Beloved children, the people who know the way can take us to the right path. For us, Jesus is our leading light. Apostle Paul said, as he was following Christ, we should also follow Christ. Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 and 14 say, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and the gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Dear children, we have chosen to go through the narrow path, avoiding sinful actions. I remember how painful we felt when we reached the Rishi's place after a long climb. The rest we had afterwards was very satisfying, as he made supper for us immediately, knowing that we were hungry. We may go through narrow path, but the rest we will have afterwards will be quite enjoyable. We don't know how long we are going to be in this body. We know it's not long, but there we are going to get the eternal life, which will be worth living. We are traveling on the old traditional path. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 5 and 6 say, for in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. Thus Sarah obeyed Abraham and called him Lord. You have become her daughters as long as you do what is good and never let fears alarm you. Some churches seem to encourage freedom of choices as to flout the statutes written in the Bible. Peter advises, in the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Then, even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly life will speak to them without any words. They will be won over when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by respect. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. We know a captain from Bangalore, and his wife always refers to him as the Lord. We were always impressed by her reverence of her husband. We are all called to behave in the same manner. The good quality of a woman gives her more inner and outer beauty than any artificial adornments. We have to follow the traditional path. People have tampered the old traditions. They want to let the sheep to go their own way. People go and join with them in hordes. We know what the traditional way is, and we follow it religiously and keep it wholeheartedly. Nahum chapter 2 verse 1 says, a shatterer has come up against you. Guard your ramparts, watch the road, gird your loins, collect all your strength. Dear children, Satan can enter into you through any of the five gates of ours. We need to guard them vigilantly. We should always keep in mind that we are the children of God, and beware of the tempting thoughts and circumstances that could bring us our downfall. Remember, the Lord who has called us is righteous, and he is capable of saving us from the evils of this world. May the Lord bless these words. Amen. If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email ngcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen.